And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, in a move that won't surprise many of you, British National Health Services are now required to ask men if they're pregnant before administering x-rays. I'm not lying. The UK healthcare system has decided to take Expect the Unexpected to a whole new level. The guidance, which applies to all patients aged 12 to 55, regardless of their physical appearance, is part of a broader inclusivity initiative. The goal? To be mindful of non-binary, transgender, and intersex patients. Now, look, I'm honestly all for being considerate. I really am. But asking a bearded gentleman sporting a World's Best Dad t-shirt if he's expecting might be taking things a little bit too far. Now, I'm no medical expert, and you should know that by now, but I'm pretty sure if a man shows up pregnant for an x-ray, we've got way bigger issues than inclusivity. Moving to a more somber note, a recent report from the House Judiciary Committee has revealed a troubling case involving an illegal immigrant charged with a heinous crime. The gentleman who entered the U.S. illegally in January of last year has been accused of sexually assaulting and murdering an 11-year-old girl in Pasadena, Texas, just 7 months after being allowed to resettle by our current administration. The man, who was 17 at the time of entry, qualified as an unaccompanied alien child and was handed over to the Department of Health and Human Services for resettlement. He stated that he came to the U.S. for academic and work opportunities and to live a better life. Tragically, his actions have now devastated a family and community. Part of the broader, the disastrous immigration policies of the current administration has real-world consequences for our American citizens, and the effects of these policies will be felt for years to come. In other news, it seems that freedom of speech is facing more challenges around the globe. In the UK, the government is issuing warnings like "think before you post" as part of their crackdown on social media expression. And while, look, targeting people who incite violence is completely understandable, there are realistic concerns about the potential overreach of these policies. The Online Safety Act goes into effect in early 2025, and it introduces a new standard for prosecuting speech, making it a crime to share information known to be false with perceived intent to cause harm. Look, I don't know about you, but that sounds about clear as mud. Meanwhile, ESPN sportscaster Kirk Herbstreit has been making some waves with his outspoken stance on men and women's sports. Good for him. When he was asked if men belonged in women's sports, Herbstreit did not mince words, saying, "Absolutely not. It's a ridiculous question." And he later doubled down on that commitment, saying, "I don't care if people want to hear it." He used some more expressive language than that. Quote, "I've been biting my tongue on a lot of topics for 3 years." And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.